Welcome to Executive Peaks, Doug.
Yes, thank you very much.
Are you ready to begin?
I am ready.
Wonderful. Do you have a morning ritual?
Yes, I do, actually.
What is it?
Yeah, I have to have my cup of coffee in the morning, so what I end up doing is get up, go grab a coffee, and bring it back to bed.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Ooh, I think the biggest one is to stay focused and to stay focused on whatever your dream is or your goal or objective that you've had.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
I think it's, you know, it's much the same thing. It's been to stay focused. I'm working with a young person right now that it's all about keeping that individual focused in order to for them to achieve what they need to achieve.
What is the life mantra you live by?
Make every minute a mentoring minute.
What is the one sport you excel at or wish you could excel at?
It would have to be hockey. It would be hockey.
Do you have any hidden talents? If so, what are they?
I don't think that they're hidden. I am truly blessed with my ability to mentor others to help them be successful, but I wouldn't call that a hidden talent.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
I would have to say that I think starting my life as a widow, my wife passed away on the 6th of February, and that's forced me to change a lot of what I do.
I'm sorry to hear about that. What's the biggest misconception about you?
I don't know that there is one, to tell you the truth. No, I would have to say I am what you see.
What is the most heartfelt compliment you've received?
That's ironic. I got one today from an individual that I was mentoring through a program. And what he basically said to me today was that I'm his role model on a personal and professional basis, and that he wouldn't be where he is if it hadn't been for me working with him and doing so voluntarily.
How beautiful. If you could redo any life experiences, which one would it be?
I think the relationship that I had with my father, I would probably redo the sort of how that ended.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
When the heart and the mind clash?
Yes.
Sometimes I think I let my heart overtake. I'm a very passionate, very emotional individual, and I think I allow my heart to take over.
Last time you ignored your gut feeling, what happened?
It cost me $10,000 in a failed business relationship.
Perfect retirement destination.
Right now it's Portugal.
What is your favorite comfort food?
I would have to say a barbecued hamburger.
Please finish this sentence. Promises are?
Meant to be kept.
If you only had $10, what would you spend it on?
Part of me would probably want to spend that on my grandchildren.
If you only had $10,000, what would you spend it on?
I would probably put the money away so that I could realize a trip to Portugal again. And, it would be to make another trip to Portugal.
Last thing you do before calling it a day.
I have a routine, and it involves closing the blinds, turning off the lights, and all of that. But I guess the last thing I would have to do is I have some prayers that I want to go through before I actually turn the light out and go to sleep.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
I would have to say that initiatives or causes that I support. I certainly support the Cancer Society, would be definitely one of those. And then one of the other causes, I guess, is sort of one that I would say it's the international mentoring community, and it's being recognized as an independent body for mentor certification. So it would be those two would be my primaries.
And Doug, what do you do and where can people find you?
So I'm an international certified mentor, and I actually have my certificate of competence mentor and my certificate of competence journey mentor. And my focus at this particular time point is on the through the journey mentor certification is to have mentoring as part of the mental health support structure, so that people that are certified as journey mentors can work with those individuals who are struggling with mental health challenges. So that's the primary part of what it is I do. I'm working with the Sir Richard Branson Entrepreneur Program to mentor entrepreneurs in the Caribbean. I'm working with American Corporate Partners in the United States to help military people transition from military life to civilian life. And I'm involved in a number of other mentoring initiatives as well. So my main thing is the mentoring, so as the international certified mentor, but I'm also an author. I've written a book called The Gift of Mentoring, and I'm working on my second book, which will be Mental Health and Mentoring, how the two are aligned. I'm also a speaker as well, so I love to tell the story about mentoring and mental health, and to be able to do that. And that's who I am.
Thank you, Doug, for sharing. And just a follow-up coming from me. In terms of mentoring, do you work with all those that are 18 and up, or do you also mentor those that are younger?
Yeah, I work with both age groups. So definitely people that are, you know, over the 18 age, but also under as well.
And where can the audience find you?
So I can give you a couple websites. So the first is www.talentc, so the word talent with the letter C on the end, .ca. And the second one is www.internationalmentoringcommunity, and that's all one word, and it's a mouthful, .com. And then you can check me out on LinkedIn. So just go and search on Doug Lawrence, and my profile will come up. And then finally, the last, if you want to send me an email, please feel free to do so. You can reach me at doug.lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, at TalentC, so the word talent with the letter C on the end, .ca.
Thank you, Doug, for sharing your insights on ExecuPeak.
Thank you.